Don Jr. hits floppy Joe Biden, he doesn't know what the hell he stands for anymore. By Hannah Blow on June 18, 2019. Donald Trump Jr. kicked off President Trump's re-election rally in Orlando Tuesday evening, taking aim at Democrat frontrunner Joe Biden's vested interest in China and declaring that floppy Joe no longer knows what the hell he stands for anymore. Don Jr. warmed up the crowd with a speech reminiscent of his father's, knocking the media and Democrats alike. He took aim at floppy Joe's squishy position on China specifically, using it as an example of the mainstream media's bias against the Trumps. 2 weeks ago Joe Biden said, "Oh, China. They're not really a threat. Now, I said, man, that actually rivals and may surpass Obama's stupidest comment in the history of politics and economics," Trump said. Earlier in the speech, Trump identified former President Obama taking credit for the good economy as the stupidest statement in the history of politics and economics. Trump continued by explaining Biden's vested interest in China, telling the crowd, his son took $1.5 billion from the Chinese government as investment. "The greatest investors in America have spent years trying to get Chinese money to invest with them. They can't do it. He goes there on a state trip and in 10 days he comes back with $1.5 billion. Wonder why?" he said. "Now they're not a threat." Trump then engaged the crowd with a little role reversal game. "What do you think would be the media's reaction if Donald Trump Jr. took $1.50 from the Chinese? Not $1.5 billion like Joe Biden's son. Just $1.50. They would lose their goddamn minds," he declared before hitting Biden for flip-flopping. "But you know? Floppy Joe, he's out there flip-flopping on everything. He doesn't know what the hell he stands for anymore," Trump said, adding that the media will not call him out because they want him to win. "The media doesn't want Trump to win. But that's okay, because you guys do. That's why my father did it," Trump said. Trump also mentioned the infamous question his father posed to minority voters in 2016, "What do you have to lose?" In 2016, no one had anything to lose, Trump said. It didn't matter. "That has changed," Trump added. "You have a lot to lose," he said. "You have the greatest economy in modern history.